I guess we can all say collectively that our childhood has returned via 1988 in the form of Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice AD 2024. To think that all of these years later, Beetlejuice is coming back. Now, I don't think that means that Batman is going to come back, because a year after Beetlejuice, we got Batman. Just saying. So stay tuned. We're going to dive into it. Yes, Deo is playing in the trailer. Very fascinating. Yes, Wednesday Adams plays Lydia Deetz's daughter. Go figure. As I said, we're going to have a lot to unpack. Stay tuned.
Is loose.
The juice is definitely loose, and 37 years later, I can't believe we're going back into this. I really fucking can't. But don't ask me. Ask the original. I mean, he was, after all, the ghost with the most. And Lydia was, well, his pride and joy.
I'm the ghost with the most, babe. You know, you look like somebody I can relate to. Maybe you could help me get out of here, you know, because I gotta tell you, this death thing is... just too creepy. See, here's my problem. I got these friends on the outside that I said I'd meet, you know, and that's the kind of thing, I have to be there in person, you know. So I was just wondering, could you help me get out of here?
I don't want to get in.
Why? Well, you know, hey, you probably got your reasons, but the thing is, I can't do anything from over here. If you could get me out.
Just one Beetlejuice, I guess it's not Beetlejuice 2, it's Beetlejuice, technically speaking. One question about that, if you'll indulge me. Just what, I mean, the fact that I've been bothering Winona about this for over a decade, just like, when's it happening? I talked to you about this nearly a decade ago, and, you know, you were wary, you pointed out, look, in the original Beetlejuice isn't even in the main character, so we have to make sure that's right. How did you guys crack it? Was it immediate? Was it an easy yes for you? And what was it like stepping back onto set after all these years?
A long time. Years of Tim and I discussing, dropping it, going up to the thing, say, should we? Then it was a no. First was a like yes, then it was a no. And then it was like, I don't think so. And then I said, well, maybe if. And then we'd talk again occasionally. But we...
Okay, that's getting us nowhere. So let's just fucking dive into... our childhoods are about to fucking implode. But then again, didn't they already, you know? I mean, you look at this generation, and I can say this from experience because I work with them. They have no imagination. They have no fucking imagination because it's all about that screen. It's about screen time. And you think about it, when Beetlejuice first came out, we were in the thrust, full throttle of what imagination truly was just by watching that movie. And then you'd watch that movie, and then you had so many budding filmmakers who would watch it, and then they'd go become filmmakers or makeup artists. And then just what this world represented in a Beetlejuice world. I mean, remember, you know, the Handbook for the Recently Deceased, and why they couldn't leave the fucking house, and the sandworm, and Winona, and the taking pictures of them with no feet. Remember that? And how they were, you know, there was rules, you know, you wouldn't think there's rules. You're not allowed to be photographed. And then you've got your caseworker who takes 3 months to show up and she's smoking, even though that's how she died. I mean, it's Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. And so, yes, you know, there's my friend and I, we were discussing this. There's trepidation. It's like, okay, are they going to fuck it up? You know, but then I kind of feel better that Michael's like, hey, I've seen it. It's good. Winona's like, hey, we've seen it. It's good. It's like, okay, but you guys worked on it. You know, that they, it's like, you know, someone giving birth to the baby and people don't think the baby looks so good. And it's like, well, it's there, you know, they helped make it and, you know, it's beautiful to them. And so the same could be said about this movie. I mean, what's going to happen? And, you know, and yes, oh God, yes. The weird thing is we have Wednesday Addams, you know, guilty by association, maybe playing Lydia Dietz's daughter. Why? Even my friend was like, why? You know, and at the same time, that's a form of marketing right there. It's like, well, she's, you know, she's in this hit TV series Wednesday. So, of course, we're gonna put her as, you know, Lydia's daughter. I mean, and then, you know, bring Catherine O'Hara back. Obviously, in the trailer, there's a funeral going on. So I'm kind of guessing who's that it's for, you know. It's obviously not for the Maitlands. That's also something that I think hopefully they address is what happened to them. Did they like finally ascend? Was there, you know, unfinished business? Because remember, their unfinished business was that house. Okay. So did they just like make the house how they wanted it? And then they both, you know, just kind of, you know, like Yoda just faded into dust. Remember that shit? So, I mean, it's really a whole kind of multitude of different things. I wish I was at my friend's right now because then I could just record and say, okay, tell me what do you think the movie's going to be about? She will go on a whole spiel like she did with J-Lo, which was funny. And to capture that, I mean, she just keeps going. Right now, she's sending me stuff and we're and so I'm pausing that conversation to talk to all of you. Oh, God, Beetlejuice, 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 Beetlejuice. I loved that fucking movie. It was the one movie as a kid. I watched it so many times. I think we wore the tape out. My babysitter recorded it for us on cable. Remember back in the 80s? Brought it to us. She dubbed the tape. Remember back then you had to dub a fucking tape? She dubbed the tape. Now we hear that from Friday because you remember how she... That one chick wanted Craig to dub the tape because it was the Mac, and he told her no. But anyway, we won't get into that because I have ADHD, so then I'm going to go on another tangent. But Beetlejuice. I remember the first time I watched it, I remember thinking, whoa, okay, that's how they died? And what death represented, you know, a year prior to that, we had lost my great-grandfather, and I didn't understand it. They would say he was in the ground, but then he was in the sky, and I was like, huh? And then, you know, I was feeling these things that I would later come to know as being empathetic. And it's like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't know my great-grandfather very well. I knew he didn't have very much time, okay? And there was always kind of like this timing with him. It was like, because I was his first great-grandchild. So it was like, okay, you get to see him. I remember the last time I saw him, he was in the hospital. And I was not allowed to go in because I was a kid. You know, I was like, and I knew he was not well. And I would see him hooked up to oxygen. And so I thought, oh, okay, because he died of emphysema. So, there's that. And then a year after Beetlejuice, my babysitter, she died in a car wreck. She hit a tree. And I didn't understand that either. I just knew she wasn't coming back. So I was like, oh, okay. So Beetlejuice, also, when I think of Beetlejuice, I think of my grandmother. My grandmother, who is, both of them are gone, one of them stays with me, which is interesting. That's like Beetlejuice right there. But my mother's mother, she loved that movie. First, she said to my mother, I can't believe you're letting them watch this. And then they would let themselves into the house just to watch Beetlejuice. I shit you not. We'd come home from somewhere, there they are watching Beetlejuice. It just became this obsession in the family, Beetlejuice. So when my grandmother did die and we were at the funeral, and I guess to cheer ourselves up, I said to my cousin, I guess she knows now there's no handbook for the recently deceased, you know? I mean, that kind of, you know, you kind of think about that and think, okay, she's, you know, she's making us laugh because, you know, she's doing her thing. So, one day I'll talk about that because I when I have my friend Jack on, we're going to discuss spirituality because that rosary that we went to, oh, geez, I did something that it forever stays with me, where I stared at the Virgin Mary statue. I'm not religious whatsoever, and I sneered at the Virgin Mary. I'm so fucking pissed. But back to Beetlejuice. What can I say about the ghost with the most? Michael Keaton, think about this. A year later, he played Batman. So Tim Burton knew Michael Keaton was his goose with the golden egg right there. I say, okay, he's playing Beetlejuice. He's playing this character that is, I mean, for me, it's always about he saw The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every time I see it. Not to mention you're talking to a dead guy. You think I'm qualified? I mean, I love that. And then think of the cast. Think of where the cast all went to. You know, you've got Michael Keaton, who would go on to be Batman, and then Birdman, Winona Ryder, who would go on to do Heathers soon after, and Dracula, I always love that Dracula, and what else did she do? Reality Bites, How to Make an American Quilt, that's one of my favorites. That anyway, we won't go there. Catherine O'Hara, who would go on to do, you know, Home Alone, and then Schitt's Creek, and A Mighty Wind. I love Catherine O'Hara. And then Alec Baldwin, oh, geez, who would go on to do 30 Rock and all these crazy movies with Kim Basinger and that marriage. And who else? I'm trying to think. Because a lot of the original cast is gone. I mean, you know, the guy who played Otho is dead. The guy who played the father, he's a convicted whatever right now. And trying to think who else is not. I mean, oh, Gina Davis, who went on, you know, Thelma and Louise, and one of my personal favorites, The Long Kiss Goodnight. And I don't think she really acts anymore, you know. And then, you know, Alec Baldwin. They were the Maitlands. Now, they'd have to do CGI to make them look the same in this movie, because that's 37 years later. And two donuts later for Alec Baldwin, but I digress, okay, I fucking digress, and I love the movie, I love the original movie, and then I love the cartoon, because, you know, a year later, they put out the cartoon was always a trip for me, because it's like, oh, this is my favorite, you know, even then, my grandmother was like, I can't believe you're watching that. I said, but it's the cartoon, and it come on Saturday mornings. And then they moved it to, like, weekdays. And I do remember being, like, 9. And I played hooky from school just so I could watch it on the weekday. Which is, bad. It's bad. You know, I didn't do that often. You know, I tried the whole thermometer and the lamp, and it didn't work. I would just say, I don't feel like it today. I didn't sleep right. You know. And sometimes that would happen, and, you know. In high school, it was a different thing, different beast. But Beetlejuice. I know the movie from start to finish. I mean, there are so many inside jokes in that movie that I don't think people today would get. So here we are, this precipice of this childhood, you know, when things from your childhood either die or come back. Something is happening in the cosmos, and something's happening in the universe, or as my friend said, the sideways universe. It's like, okay, what's gonna fucking happen, Tim Burton? What are you gonna give us? I do feel there is a surprise coming in that movie, that he's gonna surprise us in such a way that even if some of it sucks, we're gonna be like, oh shit, you really brought us there. You know, the unfortunate thing is you look at something like Hocus Pocus, and they made the sequel, and it just flat out sucked, you know. And I think that's what many of us are scared of or have trepidation about with Beetlejuice 2024 AD. All right. You know, I mean, here's my hope for the movie is, yes, they're draw a door. Please explain that. Or not explain it. I mean, it's I did that once at work where I drew on the chalkboard, draw a door. And, you know, a door didn't happen. And, I mean, come on, you know. Shit happens. Or as my friend Jason Almi says, shit happens when you party naked, man. And it does. It does. It really does. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Some of us have our theories about Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Do, 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 do. I mean, the theme right there. Is Danny Elfman going to do the theme? I mean, a lot of it is under secrecy, and it's perfect, you know? Think about when Beetlejuice first came out in 1988, we didn't have all this stuff that we have now, you know? Now, what do we have? We have, we have a lot of crazy shit going on. You know, we know the movie before we've seen it, okay? What does that tell you? That's not good. We know the movie before we've seen it. You know, we know all this inside information that we don't really need to know. In 1988, you didn't have that. You had, like, maybe Entertainment Tonight, and they're on the set of Beetlejuice, and, oh, it's this new movie, and, you know, everyone's laughing it up. And then, because I remember watching the behind-the-scenes footage, and you look at how young Alec Baldwin was, okay? Fresh, you know, hairy chest, you know, before the gray hair took over. Gina Davis before some, you know, before the nips and tucks and tweaks that, you know, a lot of the actors do. Catherine O'Hara before she famously said, Kevin, you know, in Home Alone. And then Winona Ryder, gotta understand, she was a kid. And this is before Heathers, and this is before Johnny Depp and, you know, that love story. Why No Forever? Remember when he got that tattooed? Anyway, and then I loved her in Dracula because that, ooh, Dracula, come on. You know, and then Reality Bites. She became the actress of her generation. And the fact that she was in Beetlejuice further cemented that. You know, I love the movie Heathers. I always kind of have to tell people because, you know, the generations forget, and it's fine, that Mean Girls is basically a watered-down version of Heathers, because Heathers is pretty fucking dark. If you ever fucking watch Heathers, it's funny, but it's dark. Very fucking dark. But as we talk about the darkness, and I think of Beetlejuice, and right now I'm sitting and lying down in darkness recording a podcast for you about a movie that happened 37 years ago when I was 8. Or no, how old was I in 1988? I was 7, but I was going on 8, because raise your hand if you're a December baby. If you're a December baby, you usually aren't that age until the end of the year, okay? Now, if you're further on after Christmas, then yeah, you really are going on that age, because you don't turn it until almost the next year, you know what I mean? So I always have to remind people that, even though now they'll say to me, someone in my family said, you're already 44. And I said, no, I'm not. It doesn't happen until December 6th. So boom, anything could happen. You know, I could go into a time portal. I wish. I could revert back to childhood and be 5 again, you know, because time is nonlinear. Time, you know, When I get to do a show about my spirituality, we're going to dive into that. We're going to dive into some of the patrons and everything. And, you know, why Mariah Carey doesn't celebrate her birthday. But anyway, oh, Beetlejuice. Just think if Mariah was in Beetlejuice. Wouldn't that be hilarious? Pulls her face off in front of everybody. Shit. Now, I could write that. I was at a bonfire last Friday, and I was sitting next to a gentleman who was in the film industry, and he said to me, we're talking about how I wanted to be a director, and he says, you know, you still could. Really? He says, do you know how to write? I say, yeah, I write poetry and I write stories. He says, do you know how to write a script? I said, of course I do. My cousin had that how to write a screenplay. You know, you the dialogue goes on the side, or no, the action goes on the side and the dialogue goes in the middle. And he's like, yeah, if you can do that. I was like, all right, man. I'd love to know his thoughts on Beetlejuice, 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 because think about this. This is 37 years. 37 years. I mean, most of the Beetlejuice kids, remember? They all have kids now. Some of them probably have grandchildren. I don't have any kids. Now, as I say that, I did have a dream not too long ago. I wouldn't call it a nightmare. It was a very nice dream, and I won't go into too much of it, because when I dream, trust me, it's the scary part is sometimes those dreams do happen. So, in said dream, I had a son, and I'm reading to him, and he's asking me all of these questions, and I'm like, yes. And then he looks at me, and he asks me that really interesting question, and I said yes. And in said dream, I couldn't say if he was biologically mine. It didn't really matter. And in said dream, he looks at me, and then he looks at partner and says, so do I call you both dad? I said, yeah, if that's what you want. He's, because, you know, some people call the other one papa or daddy or uncle so-and-so. I said, no, you can call us both dad. And as I say that, it's like, aw, you know, that moment. And I think now, yeah. Think about that. All the Beetlejuice fans have kids. Think about that. They grew up, you know, and then their kids will have kids. And Lydia has a kid. That's, yeah, because she doesn't have kids. She has a kid, okay? There's, you know, the difference in terms of the wording, you know. There's many or one. Come on. Oh, 2024 AD. Oh, jeez. Here we go. So if I were to, in years from now, I hope they just do one sequel, because I could not take that. That would fuck me up if they did several Beetlejuice sequels. It's like Friday. Just do the one. It's enough already. Okay, if we were to go into the future and I'm sitting there with said son, and it's like, okay, we're going to watch Beetlejuice. We're going to watch the original, and then we're going to watch the sequel. And I'll bet you he's probably going to be like, I prefer the original. Okay, you get that from me. All right, man. You know, and that's where it's not so much biological. That's, I think, some people don't get is, you know, even if you are not biologically related, you pick up things from each other. My grandfather was not biologically related to me on my father's side, but I picked up on things from him in terms of, you know, I always hold the door open for ladies because he taught me to do that. He was a Southern gentleman. And then also when I'm at a stop sign, and some people know this, I like to gun it, because he did too. And some people don't like when I do that. I said, I can't help it. My grandfather did that. So, you know, as we're talking about Beetlejuice, yeah, it's nostalgic. We're reminiscing, you know, when we were kids, when all those people that we loved were still alive. And now they're in the neither world. They're in the world between worlds. They're in the fourth dimension. They're in the fourth world, the fourth plane. And I don't take that for granted as I say that, by the way, because I do believe in everything that I just said. Do I believe in religion? No, because there's something beyond religion. And many of my ancestors have contacted me, and they know I'm not religious, but there's something beyond. It's energy. That's what it is, okay? So 37 years later, we are about to embark on Beetlejuice. And as you know, you say it three times. And what happens? Beetlejuice arrives. He fucking arrives. So he will arrive this fall. Although, you know, I mean, is it digital? Is it streaming? Well, I think we'll go to the theaters and watch it. You know, I haven't been to the theater since I saw Oppenheimer. So it'd be good to see Beetlejuice and, you know, hear those old songs again. I mean, trust me, because they're going to go there. That's the beauty of Tim Burton's imagination, okay, is it takes you there, whether it's The Nightmare Before Christmas or Frankenweenie or Beetlejuice or even Sweeney Todd, you know, yeah, it takes you there. So let's get ready. Our childhoods are coming back via 1988. Where were you in 1988? I'd love to hear from all of you about that. Good night.